Sharks thing got me thinking.
Yeah?
Maybe we should have thought before we played it.
This is Tuesday, May 20th, correct?
Yes.
Right.
All right. So if I'm giving...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What?
That old tart gave me a pair of tickets to see Riverdance live at Wolf Trap on Thursday, May 19th. That would be inaccurate, correct?
Does it come with a time machine?
That's what this says.
Oh.
First of all, Thursday is not May 19th.
No, unless it's next year.
Hey, the tickets are free.
Well, I'm just curious about what the date would be.
I understand.
Perhaps Ms. McBride?
If she stopped laughing.
No, No. We don't use that. That is prohibited starting now. You do not say that into the little machine. You come in here because really that's the best way to do it.
That's when she talks
that's
in
really,
our ear.
That's a terrible thing, that whole PA.
Terrible.
The PA thing doesn't work for me.
The BAPA?
It worse than tart sharks. Oh, the 29th? Was that your band? Oh, it was?
How about that?
Okay. Then she says,
I think that
she says in my ear, she goes, 29th.
Uh-huh. You'd never make it on network television.
Personally, no, I think that typo is much worse than tard sharks.
Tomorrow on the show,
if I had to rank it,
we have a very, very large program tomorrow.
Cool.
Comedian Carlos Mencia will be on the show. Also, Jill Price. She is the woman who has remembered tard sharks did my voice in again.
Wow.
Maybe
it was the yelling about tard sharks.
Jill Price is the woman who has remembered everything since she was 14 years old. And also on tomorrow's show, tonight's eliminated chef from Hell's Kitchen.
Very cool.
We will get an up-close and personal idea of Mr. Gordon Ramsay and find out what that's about. I also, before we get our final buzz, want to get a little update on where we are with the Buzz Babes. How are we doing, Mr. Cocksmith?
Off to a good start, but we need more, and we'd like...
You always need more,
sure,
Buzz.
Sure, exactly. You can never have enough babes.
More babes for Buzz Babes. It's very easy. You can go to WJFK.com,
mm-hmm.
click on that lovely, coy little picture of Buzz Burbank.
Yes.
Because he smirks into the camera, and there's a form there where you can fill it out. We don't have the essay questions anymore, right?
No.
Right, we got rid of that. Just tell us why you want to do it and give us some basic information. You have to be 21 or over, and you need to live in this area of Fairfax, Virginia.
Who's that one that you were showing me a picture of before?
Let's see, I don't have all the names in
front
of me.
Right, make
it
up, Buzz.
That was Jenna, as a matter of
Jenna.
Fact.
Jenna.
We asked Buzz Burbank how many Buzz Babes would be a perfect number.
We're looking between about 8 and 10. Right? That's what I'd
exactly.
like to get. Between about 8 and 300.
We're all in here.
I'd like to urge the women who have applied to have their friends do the same. You can earn good money doing this. You'll make public appearances, and you'll have fun in the process.
Very good.
I said, you need to be local 21. Go to the website. Go to myspace.com/thebuzzbabes, or just write us at omara@wjfkfm.com.
Have you designed the uniforms yet?
I have not, but we're getting some actual...
What is this? You have a cough button.
Are you okay? Are you all right over there, Beth Ann McGrath?
Tart sharks did
voice in. You know what that is?
What is that?
You know what that is? It's subconscious. You're talking about Buzz Babes.
It is.
So she's over there going, ha ha. If she could ring a cowbell, she would.
She has some sexuality caught in her throat.
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it.
So we're if you would like to be a Buzz Babe, mm-hmm. it's very simple. You go to the website, WJFK.com,
right.
Or you can see your space on MySpace. What is that again?
MySpace.com/thebuzzbabes.
And we've got about five pretty decent-looking ladies mm-hmm. that want to be Buzz Babes.
We need more.
And we're just getting greedy on this.
So
we're
going to
hone it down, and then we're going to introduce our Buzz Babes when we go out amongst you people.
It's a great chance to make friends.
That's the best way to look at it. So we're excited about that. Sign up right now to be a Buzz Babe. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for your help, Beth Ann. We'll see you on May 19th, Thursday. May 19th should be a lot of fun.
29th.
There she goes. Without further ado, let's get our last buzz of the afternoon. Here he is, the Buzz Babe magnet himself.
Well, first, today's breaking story, I guess. Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor.
Any update on that at all?
Doctors say more tests are needed before they decide how to treat it, so they still haven't made that decision. The 76-year-old's doctor said today that he'll remain at Massachusetts General for another few days. He is walking around, and obviously other politicians are offering their salutes and their best wishes.
Ah, that's a shame, and maybe they'll get lucky. They do occasionally with that type of thing.
But even no matter how you
wait,
feel
you
about
start,
him,
do you want to start
I do.
Again?
No matter how you feel about him politically, you wouldn't wish it on his or his family. It's
right.
just it's tough.
It
it's
is.
A bad. It's a bad
it's
way.
It's bad,
to go. Mike. It's sad. We asked Ted Kennedy.
You haven't done that in a long time. I'll say, son, I'll say, Ebony. Okay. Porky Pig.
Well, that's Porky not even Pig. The right voice.
It's Porky Pig. I'll have a blue Christmas. Yes, Buzz.
There are only about 8 months left in the George W. Bush presidency, but that's plenty of time to start another Middle East war.
You really think this is going to happen?
I don't know. It could really. I think it's about 50-50 at this point.
Is he? Look, whatever you say about George W. Bush, mm-hmm. pro, con, mm-hmm. you know, I think everything he's done in his heart of hearts,
he
probably thinks he's doing the right thing.
I'm
whether
sure
you agree
he does.
With him or disagree with
bless
him.
Bless his heart.
It seems to me starting uh-huh. another war uh-huh. with what's left of his presidency would kick it over into that evil category.
He believes it's an important thing to do. Israeli Army Radio, by the way, quotes a member of the president's entourage saying the plan is to attack Iran. Bush and Cheney are all for it, according to the report.
Jesus Christ. Now, but this gets into, you know, weird stuff to me. And I wonder, you know, you wonder about stability and sanity and stuff when you hear, because I really think it would be insane, you know, unless they're poised to attack us right away.
I didn't take a lot from my college education, but mm-hmm. I did have one brilliant political science teacher. And he said that a lot of people will say that Jimmy Carter was not a good president because he was indecisive. But what he said is that Jimmy Carter's problem is that he was so smart that he couldn't see things in black and white. He saw every aspect of every issue.
Every shade of gray.
Lots of gray.
Right.
And because of this, when I see someone who makes fast, quick, clean decisions that they're sure they're right about.
All the time.
I think it's indicative of being stupid.
I think you might be right.
And I mean, that's the thing, and we've seen this before. He is so dead set and so certain he's right.
It comes down to me an idea that I've had for some time, that the more you get involved over there, mm-hmm. I think the more damage we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
There is
we'll get into that.
There is a school of thought that says, mm-hmm. the reason we haven't been attacked is because we've been over there. You just don't know. But it would seem to me provoking another war would be insane right now.
Well, this unnamed presidential advisor tells Israeli Army Radio that Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Defense Secretary Robert Gates are against the attack, and that may be the only factor that's kept it from happening already. The report quotes Bush as saying, "This disease must be treated, not its symptoms." The report
we
says,
don't have. Do we have the manpower to do this right now?
It's a very good question, and I think many experts would say no.
But they're also talking about. I've heard them say this. The people that advocate this are saying, "Well, we're talking about airstrikes to start." And you know, I don't know. It's just we need a break. We need a break from this kind of diplomacy. Lack of diplomacy.
He's so certain he's right.
Yeah,
and that's what's scary.
I know.
He mentioned disease. The president's just been brimming with metaphors this week. The disease comparison comes on the heels of his comparing a terrorist-filled Iraq with a hive of bees.
Bees.
This is the beehive theory. We should have just let the beehive sit there and hope the bees don't come out of the hive. My attitude is the United States must stay on the offense against Al-Qaeda. Two ways.
But haven't you one, just smashed the bees,
two
the
ways.
Hive, and let them
Excuse
spread?
Me for a minute, Richard.
Mr. President, just a word from me to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you let the beehive sit there because sometimes the bees pollinate the flowers.
In case you couldn't make it out, the reporter was saying, haven't you just smashed the bees' hive and let them spread? Well, even the once Bush-loving conservative newspaper, The Washington Times, couldn't keep a straight face today, quoting its headline, Bush the Bee Killer. In a stinging editorial, The Times called it an odd exchange.
It was The Washington Times?
The Washington Times.
Wow.
I mean, this is the Bush-backing paper forever.
That's right. The paper speculated that bin Laden is the queen bee, and that if that's the case, Bush's bee-killing efforts have failed.
Hi, I'm bin Laden.
Man, oh, man. You know, this will be one that I'll open the phones up at some point. I mean, what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
I'd really like to know what people think, what their take is on whether we should go to war with Iran or not. I know people will be against it, but I want to really know how people feel about
it. And the president's earlier critics have also used bee metaphors, quoting one, the bees are dispersing and they are finding new queens.
Mm-hmm.
Bees, in fact, have become a theme for today's BuzzCast.
Bees!
A Phoenix man is in a hospital after being attacked by bees. It happened while he was hiking on South Mountain.
I thought all the bees were dead.
Oh, no.
Around here.
They seemed endangered for a while. There was a shortage of bees, and this year, they're back.
Oh, they're back, because I went out to, when I went to Winchester to the Apple Blossom Festival,
right. mm-hmm.
at that carnival, normally you would see a lot of bees around trash cans, and I didn't see any of them, and I was kind of curious about that. So they're back. We haven't killed all the bees.
That was
another person saying we're all going to die because the bees are gone.
Right.
Yeah, well, now we may die because they're back.
There are too many of them now.
This man
sink or swim, baby.
Too many bees, baby.
This man attacked in Arizona was covered, according according to witnesses, by hundreds of bees. It was one of several attacks in Arizona this year, and experts say they might be the Africanized killer bees.
Was he from Vancouver, Canada, and did he have some scars from a bear attack on his head?
I think he has scars, but I don't believe he's from Canada.
Did he have fish for lunch?
No, he was wearing his honey suit.
Honey.
His
honey suit. For lunch. We told you recently about a giant cloud of bees threatening diners at an outdoor restaurant in Florida. Do you remember that story?
Yes, I remember that, and I go down to Florida frequently, and it's burning, you know, so I'm curious about
swamps on fire.
Right. Well, swamps on fire, and the bees are killing
people. Bees hate smoke, so that could be a good thing. I don't know. But now, massive swarms have been spotted in New York City.
New York City!
Two sightings in 1 week.
Wow.
In one instance, this swarm of bees, so large, so dense, it's
in New York City?
Yes.
That's cool. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all you New Yorkers, but I think it's kind of cool.
In Manhattan, downtown, a cloud so dense that it stopped traffic at a newspaper box at East 75th and 2nd Avenue. They were swarming around, sort of surveying this newspaper box. They're looking for a home.
A hive.
They all wanted tickets to see Conan.
We have a tape of the bees right now. Listen carefully.
Wow.
They're fierce.
And then they attack the newspaper box.
Right.
And they fly away.
Destructive bees.
You were there.
I was there.
With your tape recorder.
That's it.
The second swarm in New York was even bigger, maybe 15,000 strong, near Riverside Drive and West 68th Street. Experts say it was a mild winter, so read into that what you will.
Wow.
Quoting a beekeeper at the Bronx Zoo, things are getting better for bees. And yes, we had a story a few days ago about giant swarms of ants in Houston. 13 eastern states are about to witness the 17-year cicadas.
Yeah, I love it. We're all going to die.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Take the census and win an iPod. That's our story when we return.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.